of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So there's a lot there in those verses. We know that they had to say no. Mary and Joseph had to say no to a lot of things in order to be in position to say yes. You know, when we are engaged and stuff, we have big plans. We have a big vision of what we are going to do. But here comes the Holy Spirit bringing advancement upon them sooner than they expected. The word comes to Mary and tells her that she's going to be with child. Then the word comes to Joseph that the child that's within Mary is of the Holy Spirit. So Joseph, he's trying to think in his head. He's trying to get out of this now. He's trying to reason it out. He's trying to find an escape from faith. But the angel comes and assures him of their next move, tells them what to do. So in order to say yes, they had to say no to what they planned. They had to say no to their plans. We have to say no to our plans in to be able to fully say yes to God. We have to be able to cleave to the precise route of which he has already went before and he has already designed according to what was spoken. This was a fulfillment of prophecy, that which was already spoken. And they had to be willing to cling to the precise route which was laid before them.
We are in a good season. Mm-hmm. We are in a good season right now. We are in the Christmas season where our reflection, our thoughts, our mind is on a word that we all are familiar with, Christmas. But I have a question this morning. What is Christmas without Jesus Christ? What is Christmas without Jesus Christ? We have to say what? No, in order to say yes. And during this season, there are going to be so much surround us that will, if we're not careful, will crowd out Jesus Christ. So what is Christmas, Dad, without Jesus Christ? It's empty. It's nothing. But can we say no to the things that will stop us from making Jesus the focal point of this season?
We have to be able to, as Mary and Joseph did. They had to say no to what they planned. They had to be able to say no to people's opinion because, you know, Joseph, he even said he was thinking to put her away because he knew this was going to be a hard time, that they would really come against her. But he was assured that what was taking place was of God, and that gave him the confidence to be able to take her as his wife. And we know that the Bible tells us that he didn't know her in that way until after Jesus was born, a time period after Jesus was born. So there was no human interference in this thing. It was coming to pass the way it was spoken by the Lord. So we have to be tuned in to what God is saying in this time, the directions that he is giving us in this time. We know our advancement is coming sooner than expected, as it did for Mary and Joseph. Their advancement came sooner than expected. I'm sure they knew someday they would have a child, but it happened a lot sooner than they expected. And the route to their advancement was more precise than they expected. They had to cleave to this way that was preordained, that was spoken by God. They had to cleave to it in order to be in position to continue to move forward and not be taken out by the enemy. And their advancement had a greater impact than they expected. I'm sure they assumed they would have a kid someday, they would have a son someday, but they didn't know that they were going to have the child.
Yes.
It was a greater impact than they expected.
Yes. So we have to, in this season, December is the holiday season, is the season when the main focus should be on Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Okay. You see, we don't focus on Jesus the way we focus on him now in December. That's why it's called Christmas. Christmas. We celebrate what? The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ came into the world for this cause, to save me from my sin, to save you from your sin. So I have to understand that. And when I understand that, I can now say no to say yes to him. I can say no to the things that will crowd him out of my life, that will take my focus away from the fact that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And Mary and Joseph here, Joseph had an opportunity to go the wrong way, to put Mary away. But the angel tell him, no, do not put her privately away, quietly, because she's conceived. What is conceived in her is of God. She will bring forth the Holy Child. And he will be the what? The Savior of the world. He has to say what? Yes to that. Yes. Go ahead, Diane.
And he had to realize that he had a part in it,
yes,
as well. He had a part.
Yes.
He was chief there with protecting the Christ, to take Mary, to be able to be on this journey with her, to guide her, to protect her, to be there with her. He had an assignment in it too. Sometimes we see assignments being between God and somebody else, and we don't see our part in it.
Yes.
He had a part,
yes,
in it. He had a part to play in it, as each and every one of us have a part to play in it. Jesus, he is a gift to the world. And when we think about how we've pursued gifts, even in the last week or two, with Black Friday, Cyber Monday,
yeah,
and we're pursuing gifts. We're trying to find,
yeah,
we're searching, we're seeking, we're trying to get everything to line up just right, that price to line up just right with that, you know, time for shipping, and to line up just right with that person, what they want. And we're doing all this stuff, seeking out the gift. But we have the greatest gift in Jesus Christ. So we have to spend the same energy seeking out, coming in alignment with him, with the gift that he is to the world, and the gift that he has put in each and every one of us to be in the world, the gift that he has put in us to be a gift to the world.
So throughout all of this week, we'll be centering on our main focus throughout the entire week, and you need to invite, I will encourage you to invite a friend to tune in on this week broadcast to get the understanding of this season. We have to say what? No, in order to say yes. You can't, and that is not as easy as it sounds. But we'll be teaching you, the Holy Spirit will give you the ability where you can say no to all the things that will be pulling in you, which you need to say no to, and say yes to the things that you need to say yes to. So invite a friend this week to tune in to Make Your Day Count. Oh, if any other time, Diane, we need to make our day count is now, right now. We have to make our day count when? Right now. Okay.
And we want to invite you to join us on Christmas morning. We're having a beautiful Christmas service at Celebration Tabernacle Church on Sunday, Christmas morning, December 25th at 10 a.m. So put that on your calendar. Bring your family with you, and let's worship together on Christmas morning. We have other things going on this month. We have Christmas in the Plaza. That's going to be on the 10th of December. So that's soon, and very soon, Saturday at 12 p.m. And that is located at 1214 Dixon Boulevard. That is in the field by the Save-A-Lot Plaza. So we will be having the 10th annual Christmas in the Plaza. So we want to invite you out with your family. There's going to be some live animals out there this year for a nativity type scene. There's going to be all types of free activities for the children. And there's going to be pictures with Santa Claus. So you are invited. That is a free community event on Saturday, December 10th. And it starts at 12 o'clock. And we are located there at 1214 Dixon Boulevard in the Save-A-Lot Plaza. We also want to ask you to partner with us with this radio program, Make Your Day Count. If you want to sow a seed into this program as the word is released through the airways 2 times a day, Monday through Friday on 91.5 WMIE, 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m., and also at 5 o'clock on 99.9. You can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. Or if you're a Cash App user, it's $Celebration Tab. And on the 4 line, please write the name of this radio program, Make Your Day Count. So if you're a business and you're looking for somewhere to sow some seeds here at the end of the year, we would appreciate your partnership. So if you're a Cash App user, that was $Celebration Tab for Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as a church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our hosts, Kevin and Cher from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's so girls. Good to be here with each and every one of you here with the program at Turn the Light On. We're here at 91.5 FM and on podcast and other ways that you can find us. And we just enjoy getting on the radio and sharing the Word of God with you guys out there and teaching you and showing you things. And we just enjoy being around the Word of God.
I love the series we're doing, and you know, all of this is to help you develop your walk with God and understand Jesus and how He relates to you and what you're doing and how our lives should look more like Jesus. And so, you know, we're always excited.
Yeah,
like
we've
you
been
said, to get on the air and do this.
Yeah, we've been doing a new series on the miracles of Jesus, and we've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, right?
Right.
And it's been good. Just learning about all of that, because, you know, the goal is this. We want you to be confident that you can pray for other people.
That's right.
And see results.
That's right.
And I mean, these are like our foundational
right.
beliefs for the radio program and what right. we're believing and to we impart into you
we're
guys.
We're going to constantly remind you, and you know, yeah. the authority that you carry, the power that is in you.
Yeah. You can walk in faith, not in fear.
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Overflow in your life and not lack, and
yeah.
you know, understanding the Word. And so, you know, what better way to do that, to learn how to have this relationship with Jesus and what He means to you, than to talk about
yeah.
all His miracles.
A genuine
you know?
Relationship.
Yeah, it's so good. That's... You know, we want to teach you how to take the Bible, how to take these miracles, break them down and figure out, you know, how does that apply to me and how can I apply that in my life?
Right.
And so that's what we're doing. And, you know,
well,
that's
I think
we're
the
here.
Biggest goal that we set, Cher, in the program with this series is that we study the miracles that Jesus did, because we still believe that Jesus heals today.
That's right.
That healing is available. It's through the church. It's through believers now.
Yes.
You know, His authority has been passed to us. He's passed the torch.
Right.
You know, it's like
right.
a running a race and the
right.
baton, you know, you have
yes.
to pass the baton. Did you ever run track when you were in
I remember
school?
Doing that. That is a relay race,
yeah, it was
right?
like a relay,
I think everybody
yeah.
in PE, you know, at one time.
Yeah, they made us
yeah,
do
they
that.
Yeah, they made you do that. I
you know why, right?
That.
They were testing to see if you were good enough to be on the track team, you know.
Oh,
I
yeah,
never
no.
got, actually...